Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. We've got a really, really good show this weekend. I'm going to start out with one of my favorite guys in the business, Clyde Harrison. Clyde has been involved in the financial community his entire career. He is the co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund. He is really one of my go-to guys when it comes to getting opinions on what's going on economically. And we're going to talk about the subject du jour, in my opinion, to open this show, and that is inflation. You know, Bernanke's been talking about inflation over the past couple, 3 weeks. Inflation, it's all over the Wall Street Journal. It's all over Bloomberg, how inflation is spooking the stock market, which it very definitely is doing. I don't see it easing at all, and I think the main reason, as Clyde will bring out, is the quantitative easing, QE2, where they're talking about putting another $600 billion into the system. If that isn't inflationary pressure, I don't know what the heck is. Clyde, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Al. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Always a pleasure. Going to have you on more often than not. Clyde, as we're recording right now, all of the three major indexes are down. The Dow is down. The S&P is down. The NASDAQ is down. Do you think that's attributable directly to inflation fears?
No, I don't. The stock market does not fear inflation.
Okay.
You can go back to the 70s, and when we had inflation, the stock market did fine. It's when the Fed decides they have to fight inflation that the stock market gets nasty.
Yeah.
What you have now, Bernanke is not noticing inflation. He's only concerned with unemployment to keep his job. So
yeah.
Inflation is going forward. It's hitting other countries a lot worse than it's hitting the United States because we spend such little amount of our earnings on food and fuel.
Exactly.
But it's hitting here, and the people that are making below $50,000, it's hitting hard.
Yeah.
Bernanke doesn't care. And as long as he doesn't care, the markets, all of the markets, are floating on a sea of fiat paper.
Yeah.
And people forget that we measure the markets with our currency.
Sure.
So if the currency is going down in value, the markets are worth more. That's what you have going on now. It's all fake. It's all phony. It will end badly, in my opinion.
Oh, I think you're right. One of the things that concerns me a lot with what's going on right now is the mortgage rates for the loans in this country have risen, as we're recording, to a 10-month high. Well, you know, you look at that, you look at the fact that it came out on Wednesday that the number of mortgages that were underwater in the United States was over 27%. That's a big number. Do you realize the number of mortgages in Las Vegas which are underwater are over 80%?
Yep.
I mean, that is absolutely terrible. And I'll tell you, mortgage rates rising, that's gonna really hurt the housing market, which is on the ropes already.
Yeah, the housing market still remains in trouble. And Bernanke, our favorite guy who runs the economy, said this is contained. It will not be contaminating. I said he was an idiot. This was 4 years ago. This guy is not good. He's a professor. He's not somebody who's in the investment business. And we've seen a lot of professors not do well as head of the Federal Reserve Board. I don't think ultimately he's going to be any more like than Greenspan, ultimately, as I always called him, Green Scam, was liked.
The U.S. economy is really, really staggering right now, okay?
Yeah.
In terms of QE2, quantitative easing, another $600 billion shortly, you know, into the system, what's the alternative in your mind?
The alternative was to take the pain a long time ago.
Well, what about taking the pain now?
Well, if we don't, in my opinion, elect people that are willing to, cut these future bills that we have coming government-wise,
mm-hmm.
by 2012, we're toast. You're either going to have rip-roaring inflation, destructive inflation,
mm-hmm.
or the currency's going to hell in a handbasket, ruining the bond market and a number of other things. Okay. But it's a question of, do we take this pain now, or do we take it huge later when the markets take over?
When you talk about a tremendous inflation by 2012, okay, you're talking about next year. Are you talking about an inflation?
No, I'm saying we've got to have the Congress that takes hold of this and makes some substantial cuts.
Yeah.
They're talking $100 billion right now. What a joke.
Yeah.
We got $1.5 trillion, $1,500 billion in deficit, and we're going to cut $100 off of it.
This is sad. Well, okay, let's talk about inflation, Clyde, right around the corner, okay, compared to the inflation that we experienced in the late 70s and early 80s. I mean, you had some mortgage rates back in those days. Kathy and I, our first mortgage was at 14.5%. I mean, that's a huge, huge number.
If your house is increasing 17%, it is.
Right. Right. No, I understand that. But are you saying that the inflation that you're predicting will be greater than the inflation that we had back in the 70s and 80s?
No, I don't think so. Because inflation in the United States with debt is self-correcting. You get inflation coming out at those numbers, and the Fed will lose control of everything but the short rates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you will get a 10-year at umpteen percent, reflecting the inflation. The tips will reflect inflation. The bond market will go stagnant. Nobody will be able to borrow money at those rates and qualify for it, and
right.
The economy will get slammed, which will stop the inflation. So markets are self-controlling.
I'll tell you what I think is really, really interesting. As we're recording this, and for your information, folks out there, we're recording this on Thursday. The markets don't really seem to know what's going on. I mean, on the one hand, you've got the Dow. It's down. You've got the NASDAQ. It's slightly up. You've got the U.S. dollar. It's slightly up. All of these numbers have been vacillating all week. In the precious metals market, silver doesn't know what direction to go in as we're recording, and neither does gold. I mean, you've got up 1 minute, down the next minute, up 1 minute, down the next minute. We've got some interesting, interesting times right now, and in terms of suggestions, listeners, what they ought to be doing, you know, we can't give investment advice and we don't do that. But I'll tell you what Big Al is doing. Big Al is buying precious metals, okay, specifically silver, and Big Al is buying resource stocks. And the reason I'm buying resource stocks is at least that gives me a call on real things in the ground that the world needs. What else do you think people ought to be doing, Clyde?
I'm basically telling people when they go long, which I think of always you buy dips, you go long raw materials. I think food does just as well as gold.
Yeah, I agree.
Ultimately, we'll turn in our gold to buy more food so we can eat.
Yeah.
So, you know, food is the final transaction and then disappears. I just read this morning we will have in the world by the fall of this year, 7 billion people.
Yeah.
And depending on the birth rate, in 5 to 7 years, there will be 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
This is a huge, unbelievable draw on raw materials.
So are you suggesting that purchasing stock in companies that are involved in that particular industry is a good idea right now?
I'm not smart enough. I never recommend individual companies to people.
No, I'm saying industry.
The industry-wide, you've got MOO, which is the ETF on foodstuffs.
And you think that makes sense right now?
I think that makes sense for people. Buy it on a dip.
You guys need to listen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I'm saying we got to wrap it up, so I'm saying you guys got to listen out there because this guy, Clyde Harrison, is incredibly intuitive. We're not telling you what to do. We're not registered investment advisors, at least I'm not. But I'm saying listen to what Clyde is doing himself and look into it. Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Clyde Harrison is a really, really interesting guy. I mean, you know, the guy who founded, co-founded the Roger Sharp Material Fund would have to be an interesting guy. I do have some thoughts, though, that are contrary to some of the things that Clyde said about inflation. You know, Dr. Bernanke is saying that inflation isn't really a concern right now. He's talking about continuing the QE2 by flooding another $600 billion, you know, into the system. Well, if that isn't inflationary, I don't know what is. But I've got Jeff Deist with me right now. Jeff is, you know, a real veteran, number one, of the financial industry, and he's a real veteran of politics, being the chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul. And, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, Jeff, you know, am I nuts? I think we've got some serious inflationary concerns. What do you think?
Well, if you go to that page in the Wall Street Journal that shows commodities and track that over 6 or 12 months, you'll definitely see some inflation. But, no, there's no question in commodities, in food, in fuel, in all kinds of things, we're seeing prices going up. And, of course, gold hasn't done all that bad in the past few years either. So I think you know, it's a pretty obvious misstatement by Mr. Bernanke. And more importantly, it's a mischaracterization of the concept of inflation. You know, the Austrian school teaches that inflation, by definition, is a monetary phenomenon. So we've had huge amounts of monetary expansion, and that's true inflation. Price inflation is a symptom of monetary inflation. It's not the root of it.
Yeah. No, I know. I agree with that 1,000%. Being an old Austrian myself, you know, one of the things that concerns me about the situation right now is on Thursday, there was I think Bloomberg had a headline saying that mortgage rates were going up. Well, we've already got a very, very fragile housing market. I mean, 27% of mortgages right now are underwater. I mean, if you don't understand, if a person doesn't understand how serious a number that is, you know, I'm not sure they have enough sense to come in out of the rain. But, you know, with mortgage rates going up, that's going to hit an industry that's already on the ropes.
Absolutely. And at some point, they're going to have to go up, because the only way we're going to be able to continue with our bond offerings is to raise interest rates and thereby attract some kind of at least feeble international attention. You know, people are going to increasingly want a higher rate of return for the, you know, for the risk, I hate to say it, for the risk of buying U.S. government bonds. And it's so funny because, you know, in our dad's generations, that was the gold standard of a safe, secure investment, but no more. So, you know, but when it comes to the housing industry, Al, what's so sad about that is that it's such a poignant example of the malinvestment that the Fed's credit and money expansion created. You know, so many people bought houses that were beyond their means or that quickly became upside down. So many people went into mortgage lending, into the construction business, into the home remodeling trades, into real estate, as realtors. And all these people now find themselves hopelessly unemployed. And we have, you know, sort of new Rust Belt towns, so to speak, like Las Vegas.
Here's an interesting number. You know what the percentage of upside down mortgages in Las Vegas is? Hope you're sitting down, buddy. 82%.
Oh yeah.
82%. I mean, wow! Talk about a Rust Belt. That is amazing. Just amazing. Switching horses just a little bit. Now, Ron is chairing a committee to audit the Fed. What's going on there?
Well, he has reintroduced his bill. To fully audit the Fed. We had some movement in the Dodd-Frank reform bill that passed in the last Congress that's opened up a little bit more information for us in terms of what the Fed does. But we want to really get in there and take a hard look and bring some transparency to the American people on the subject of its interest rate setting function, you know, how it determines the supply of money. And all of this we view as absolutely fundamental knowledge that the American taxpayers have a right to see. And I disagree strongly with this idea that the Fed or central banks in general have to operate with some magical independence. It's, you know, Congress created the Fed, and U.S. tax dollars back up every time it issues new credit and buys bond debt. So, independence be damned. Congress has every right to regulate and oversee the Fed, and that's what Congressman Paul intends to do with his subcommittee.
Well, given the fact that major, mind-bogglingly major, large decisions are being made, for example, the continuing the QE2 under Dr. Bernanke. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't just want one or two people making that decision. I want that to be a consensus of our federal government, with both sides of the aisle taking an action, you know, looking at an action and saying, this is what we should do or this is what we shouldn't do. I mean, that's a big deal, man.
It really is. And you know, how would people feel if we had a small group of of, you know, 20 or 50 people who sat around a table and determined what wheat prices ought to be, or
right.
or what the wages for an auto worker in Detroit should be. I mean, we would view that as Soviet. But somehow, when it comes to the supply of money and credit and interest rates, and remember, interest rates are prices. Interest rates are just a price, like any other price, like the price of a loaf of bread. And they're being manipulated and set rather than, you know, that's not the free market, folks.
There's the understatement of the century. Of course it's not the free market. You know, one other issue I want to discuss with you real quick, got about 2 minutes here, and that is the press is coming out and saying, well, you know, we're starting to see a certain amount of consensus between, you know, from both sides of the aisle. President Obama's doing a great job. He's doing a great job in the sense that he has seen the light, and now he is pushing both sides of the aisle to really start working together, and we're all going to be one big happy family. I don't see that as going on, do you?
Well, you know, when it comes to cutting the budget, we're all going to be one big happy family, and that everyone likes to talk about it, but nobody likes to actually do it. I'll read you a statistic that's shocking that'll go into the category of there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties, and that is that this: the new budget committee chairman Paul Ryan has unveiled a Republican budget for 2011 that is between 55 and 60 billion less than Mr. Obama's proposed budget. So for all the big election, the Tea Party, this sea change in Congress, at the end of the day, with all of our trillions of dollars in debt, what it comes down to between the two parties is a budget difference of $50 billion, which is spitting in the wind when you consider the amount of debt we've got.
Absolutely, totally. You know, I have a lot of colleagues, and we have a lot of guests on this show who maintain that, you know, bottom line, there really is no difference between Republicans and Democrats, you know, and I have to, on the surface, that seems like kind of a silly statement, but you know what, when you look at numbers like you just mentioned, Jeff, and then you look at philosophically, for example, where you and your boss are coming from, where I'm coming from, you know, the real difference isn't between the Republicans and the Democrats. The real difference is between them and us. Final comment.
Well, a lot of people think that, and Angelo Codavilla wrote an article in the American Spectator called the ruling class and the country class. So I hope we're not headed that way.
I truly hope we're not headed that way. I know that if you and the congressman and the congressman's son have anything to say about it, and we get some people who start thinking really, really intelligently, I think that we're going to be in just a whole lot better shape. Jeff, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Kind of continuing the same line of thought that we've had in the prior two segments. One, in the first segment, certainly with Clyde Harrison, and then with Jeff Deist in the last segment. You know, we're talking about economic issues that just aren't really working right now in the United States. And I read something interesting. I have Roger Wiegand on the line with me, and I'm going to ask Trader Raj his opinion on some of these things. But, you know, people have a tendency to kind of downplay what a positive impact, for example, Ronald Reagan had in his two terms as president in terms of how he strengthened the economy in the United States. And here, let me read you something right here. It's kind of interesting. You know, I mean, we all know that, you know, he busted a couple of unions, and we all know that he significantly lowered income taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, well, what was the result of that? Here's a quote from the Wall Street Journal. The results of the Reagan era? From December 1982 to June 1990, Reaganomics created over 21 million jobs, more jobs that have been added since. Union membership and man hours lost due to strike tumbled. The stock market went through the roof. From July 1982 through August of 2000, the S&P 500 stock index grew at an average annual rate of over 12%. The unfunded liabilities of the Social Security system declined as a share of GDP, and the misery index, okay, fell to under 10%. Okay, after Ronald Reagan, we had a Democrat. We had Bill Clinton. What did Bill Clinton do? He followed in Ronald Reagan's footsteps. And a lot of good things happened, okay? We lost our way after that, and we got to get back. Trader Roth, your comments.
Well, that just proves a very simple economic situation, and that is that when income taxes are fair and they're not so onerous and not so notorious in taking away capital from business, that businesses will reinvest, they will grow, they will hire people. I think the jobs number that you just mentioned was like 21 or 23 million people. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
And I just think that if we could get away from some of these silly programs that are in force and have been proposed, despite the fact that the national debt is just staggering, I would say there would be a good chance of a boom and we could get out of this. You know, nobody knows for sure, but, I mean, it would sure be a lot better than what we're doing today.
Yeah, you know, as the Journal says, the true lesson to be learned from the Reagan presidency is that good economics isn't Republican or Democrat, right-wing or left-wing, liberal or conservative. It's simply good economics. You know, the Journal says President Barack Obama should take heed and not limit his vision while seeking a workable solution to America's tragically high unemployment rate. I got to tell you, you know, I hope he is doing that. You know, I've had some conversations of late on the show with people who say, you know, there really isn't any difference in our country to a very large extent between either of the political parties. And, you know, I've always said people have to work together to make this thing happen, to get our country back on track. I mean, Raj, we are in a rut. We're at the bottom of that rut. And I got to tell you, man, that has to change. And the only way it's going to change is if people get together, forget partisan politics, and let's talk about sound economic policies and making things work, right?
Absolutely. I think the president, despite the fact that he's had a very rough start and two bad years, if he would do the things that Reagan and Clinton did regarding the economy and taxes, he could turn out to be a hero by that and get reelected.
Well, you know, I would agree with that. You know, the question that I have to ask and what I wonder about is, you know, President Bush Jr., you know, is seen as a staunch conservative, et cetera, and yet under President Bush, our economy really, really faltered. Our deficits really got huge. Our unemployment rates went through the roof. That seems like a bit of a dichotomy, and that seems to add a whole bunch of credibility to the statements that good economics has nothing to do with liberal or conservative. It just has to do with good economics. I would have to say that under Bush, we did not experience good economic policies. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree. There was too much money wasted on wars. Now, one thing Bush did have against him, and Obama had against him too, the two of them, is the fact that these economic cycles are, in fact, cycles. And Bush caught a down cycle, and so did Obama. However, if both of those presidents had continued with the programs that were put in place by Reagan and were continued with Clinton, they had just kept going in that vein, held taxes where they were, stopped all the silly spending, I think that the boom would have continued. It may have paused for a while, but it would have continued.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I thoroughly, thoroughly am convinced that without some real serious working together and without some, you know, let's quit kidding ourselves with some of the economic policies. I mean, this past week, Dr. Bernanke comes out, you know, and he says, not worried about inflation. We're going to continue with QE2. Another $600 billion is going to come into the system. I don't think that's good economics. I don't think that's sound economics. You know, most of my friends are saying, you know what, you got to stop that right now. You got to take the hit. You have to realize that things may be difficult for a short, you know, for a certain period of time, but you have to adhere. You got to go back to Austrian economic principles. You can't keep printing money. And I agree. I mean, I think that's going to take us down the road to some real significant ruin. I really do, Raj. Do you think I'm nuts?
No, you're absolutely correct. And I'm worried that we're already too far down the road to perdition, so to speak.
Yeah.
The policies that I see implemented right now, some of it by Bush, more of it by Obama, and more about things that are proposed are replicating the same things that FDR did in the 1930s. And we know what happened there. The one thing that Roosevelt did was the Triple C work program put millions of young unemployed to work. Obama could do that, and that would help. But the best thing they could do is stop all the stupid, wasteful programs, cut back on the defense and the silly wars that are over oil. We've got plenty of oil. We could
make oil partnerships with these people in the Middle East without shooting at them. Well, and if those things were in place, I think there would be a big turnaround. But the bond market really frightens me right now.
Elaborate, would you?
I'm sorry?
Elaborate on that for me.
Well, the bond market problems are that they continue to print currency, print bonds, and the auctions are failing. And the European Central Bank, by charter, is not allowed to issue bonds, and yet they're doing it to try to save the members and the member nations, some of the smaller ones like Portugal, Spain, Italy, Greece, and Ireland. And they're defeating their own charter rules, and Germany's trying to help and hang on, but I think they're going to pull Germany down with them. So the bond market is one big system of credit worldwide in Asia, Europe, and America primarily, and the bonds are in serious trouble. I mean, we're showing that in our letter trader tracks this week with an assembly of charts. We're showing exactly where a many years long price rise in the bonds has now failed. It's turning down and the yields are going up. So we're headed for high inflation and high interest rates. And that combo, on top of all the other problems we got, is lethal. We're headed for really big trouble here if these guys don't get busy and fix it.
Are these guys going to get busy and fix it? That's $1 million question.
Well, I don't think they are. And the things that I've seen that have been proposed by the Republicans to try to cut back on the spending, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, are nothing but a drop in the bucket. They're going to have to step up right now and drastically address Medicare, Medicaid, defense, and this health care plan, which are the biggest spenders in that they've got in government. And those are like Social Security, like the third rail. You're not allowed to touch it. But if they don't get busy and fix it, the whole thing's going down the drain.
Yeah, the one thing about Social Security, though, that a lot of people don't realize is folks like you and I, you know, seasoned veterans, so to speak, we've been paying into Social Security all of our lives. That's not really an entitlement. That's simply a return on some money that we have put into the system. And that needs to be certainly fixed, no question about it. Roger, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to come back in the second hour, and I want to talk a little bit about the situation with the bond market. Can you do that for me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. And also, Roger will be back in the second hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the concluding segment of the first hour of the Corner of Knowledge Support. I appreciate you joining me. I have a very, very interesting gentleman on the line with me right now. Hasn't been on the show for a couple of years, Dr. Jim Willey. Dr. Willey is a PhD statistician, very, very bright individual, very intuitive individual, has a newsletter called The Hat Trick Letter, has a website. But you know what? Rather than me tell you all about that, I'm going to let Jim tell you about it, and then I'm going to ask Jim to elaborate on a subject that, to me, is very relevant right now, and that is the role that China is playing and the role that they potentially could be playing in the currency structure on an international level just around the corner. Jim, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, good to be back. This April will be 7 years. It's amazing. I was in the Cambridge House conferences in 05, 06, 07, and 08, but because of the, I believe, extreme danger level and the lack of habeas corpus in the United States, which is something that many Americans don't even know what it means, which is also kind of interesting. I haven't made any trips to the United States since then, so it's been 2.5 years almost. But with the Golden Jackass website, I've got the Hat Trick Letter, and it's been 7 years, as I said, but it's got a macroeconomics report, which focuses on the banks, the economies, housing, which is used to be a tremendously important topic. And the other report is the Golden Currency Report, which focuses on them, but also crude oil and central bank policy and, you know, how China integrates with a lot of things. For 2 full years, but no more, as of November, I used to, since the Lehman Brothers bust, I published something, a third one called the Crisis Coverage Report, but topics have gotten just too dangerous to cover, and there's an old adage that says knowing too much can be very dangerous for your future, as in not having one. So, and the last story with me, Al, that just sent me over the edge was the two different Gulf of Mexico spills. One was oil and one was a tar lake. And, you know, I just decided I can't reveal stuff that I've been hearing. So I'm focusing now on the macroeconomic report and the gold report. And one of the most interesting aspects of the gold story and pathogenesis of the currency regime, global monetary system, has been China's introduction of what I call the dollar swap window. They have various names for it. They do use the word swap. But essentially, Germany got tired of funding the Greek debt. So China came in and said, well, we'll buy discounted Greek sovereign debt, but we want some favors. And you know, in the news, you don't hear about the favors. They just kind of evolve over time, and you have to piece it together like so many different events in the gold forums. But it, in I think it was a month and a half ago, Portugal was on the ropes, so China stepped in and said, we'll buy some of your debt too, but it's got to be at discount, the sovereign debt, and we want some favors. So now they're talking about a Spanish dollar swap window to buy discounted Spanish government bonds. Of course, it's denied by their leaders and their finance minister. That, to me, is a confirmation that it's true. If it weren't true, they wouldn't even comment. So the fact that they're trying to deny it is a loud confirmation. The Chinese are buying these discounted bonds, and in return, the first thing they're getting is top-flight German technology. Think cars, telecom. Siemens is a world leader in telecom, computers. So they're getting some of that. Construction equipment. I like to point out the one example of dropping cement on the fifth floor through a long umbilical tube that reaches up. That's German technology. The suction pressures are just staggering. In the process, China cuts off the U.S., and the U.S. government attempts to spread the trade war and spread and create new allies in the trade war against China. It's just ultimately ironic and pathetic at the same time that in 02 and 03, the U.S. was heavily involved in foreign direct investment in China, and in the future years, 65% of the Chinese trade surplus was from Western and U.S. corporations, and now we accuse them of being currency manipulators while we are engaged in quantitative easing number two round, the most egregious currency manipulation tactic ever in modern history since the Weimar Republic. So the Chinese cut off U.S. trade war, and they also, at the same time, create guaranteed markets for selling Chinese products. Just imagine the shopping malls in Greece, Spain, Portugal, and other parts of Europe. So they've got a guaranteed market. They're getting German technology. They cut off the U.S. trade war. And now I'm learning that it's really also a back door because they've drained the COMEX. The COMEX isn't selling much of any gold and silver anymore. What they do is they sell paper and forced redemption in cash with a 20 or 25% bonus just to go away and not expose the problem that there's no gold and silver in the COMEX vaults, or very, very little. So there's a lot going on here, and I believe that the weirdest and most dangerous story right now is the Chinese, probably with the International Monetary Fund assistance, is going to be redeeming their discounted pigs sovereign debt from, you know, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. Haven't had much yet for Italy in the news, but they're going to redeem these discounted sovereign bonds, Al, and try to get the central bank gold. This is an end around to get central bank gold. That's what I think they're after.
I find your comments to be very, very interesting. And the reason I say that, Jim, is I went on record speaking at a conference in Washington, D.C. 2.5 years ago, talking about the influence of China on the gold market, talking about the influence of China on the international currency market. And I said, you know, back in those days, it's really interesting, but I want to bring three things to your attention and to the audience. And I said, number one, a couple of years ago, China announced, the government, I should say, announced their encouragement to the people in China to increase their savings utilizing gold as the medium, okay? A couple years later, shortly after that, China was assumed the status of the number one gold producer in the world, okay? And then just after that, just recently, when President Hu came over to the U.S. to visit President Obama, he basically said the U.S. currency as the currency of last resort is historical. It really no longer works. The world needs to go on a currency system that is asset-based, more likely than not on gold. Those are three huge events that people don't stop and consider today.
Well, not only that, it's not even covered by the lapdog press in the United States. I mean, do Americans realize that 30 years ago, 25 companies controlled the U.S. press industry that includes magazines, newspapers, and television, and now they're five?
And, yeah, we could go on and on.
They don't cover the news. They're a public address system. So
right.
There are several taboo topics, and China accumulation of gold is not something that is discussed on CNBC, Bloomberg, New York Times, you name it, go down the list. Yeah, those are three enormous developments, and the one I focus on the most is the Chinese public. I mean, you got Max Kaiser and a few others advocating everybody go out and buy some coins, let's bust J.P. Morgan. Well, how about 100 million Chinese going out and buying gold and silver bars? I mean, all the way down to say, you know, portions of an ounce of gold.
Mm.
They're really making it a small denomination for the
sure.
public in China to accumulate. And it's adding up to staggering numbers with staggering growth. We focus on U.S. mint purchases and the growth of that, which is huge. But the volume is much bigger. It's an order of magnitude bigger in China. I agree. These are three huge topics. My best source, it's a German banker. He's been a godsend to me. Bit of an uncle figure now, too, for me, gives information, discusses things, and it's just fabulous to discuss. I keep notes when he calls me. But he said that the Chinese and the Russians are doing something both. When they announce their official gold accumulation, multiply it by 5 to 10. That's what they're really doing. And I asked, how do you know it? And he said, I'm buying it for them. So, I mean...
you know, Jim, some things I agree with you on, some things I don't agree with you on. But on this particular issue, I am with you 1,000%. Read what Dr. Willie has to say, and I think you're going to find this to be a very, very valuable source. We're going to get Dr. Jim Willie back on the show in the very near future. Jim, thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.